What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, there's another case, and I was reviewing a report provided by Dr. Skip Gallagher, who joins us now, that provides a lot of detail, but it took a long time to get to the point where there was actually a separation of this officer from the NOPD, and he joins us to talk about it. UNO professor and NOPD watchdog, Dr. Skip Gallagher. Doc, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Noel. Glad to be here again.
So give us a little bit of the background of this case and what ultimately happened.
Yeah, it is a pretty messy one. I know you've read it. It is an officer who pulled over a person who had a criminal record. He was familiar with him. The person he pulled over actually wrecked his vehicle, had to have it later towed. But basically, he dropped a weapon. He was a felon, and he had a weapon, dropped it. Officer Kohler picked it up, put it in his patrol vehicle. Another officer, seeing Officer Kohler pulled over to the side of the road, pulled over as well, noticed the weapon in his car and mentioned it to him. And Officer Kohler said he would check that into central evidence. Instead, what happened is Officer Kohler basically walked away from everything, kept the weapon. And shortly after that, as the victim was trying to get his car towed, was shot. He ended up in critical condition, put into the hospital, where the police were unable to speak to him for, it was about a week. This was in March of 2022, so almost 4 years ago. The FBI was called in. They got a warrant. They searched Officer Kohler's home. They found more than 100 weapons, some white material, which appeared to be crack cocaine. And there were several other issues which were spelled out in his long sheet. It is a really interesting mess where this should have been an officer who was immediately suspended and pretty quickly terminated, yet it was nearly 4 years. He was finally fired from the force on Thursday, December 18th, so just at the end of last year.
And of 2025.
Of 2025, nearly right. 4 years after the event. So, again, this happened in March of 2022.
What was pretty incredible about this case is that all of the right things happened, right? In fairly short order. They recognize, Houston, we have a problem. They got the appropriate investigation underway. They actually called the FBI in to assist because they knew that they had a bad officer and they wanted an independent third party to join them in the investigation. The FBI does so, starts applying for search warrants. They don't let anybody know what's going on. They're pulling down some information. They debrief the individual who was stopped, whose gun was seized by this officer, Kohler. And so all of the right things were done. And as you pointed out in your email to me, I mean, this thing was just replete with granular detail about everything that went on. They get it all together. They get it all done. And 4 years later, he was still on the police force. And it wasn't until just a couple weeks ago, not many weeks ago, that he was actually, I guess, terminated, right?
Finally, there was two officers terminated that day, Officer Kohler and Officer Chris Jennings, for payroll fraud. But what is disturbing to you, I, and should be for everyone else in the city, is that in 2022, Officer Kohler was paid $95,000. In 23, he was paid $95,000. In 24, he was paid $95,000. And in 2025, he was paid $100,000. So during that 4 years, we paid Officer Kohler, who should have been terminated relatively quickly, nearly $400,000.
And I didn't see that he had been administratively reassigned to desk duty. I'm assuming he was, or wasn't he?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I think I have the information to find out, but I don't know the answer. But most certainly he was paid, and we paid him. And we paid him quite well. I think $95,000 is a pretty respectable amount. And, of course, his last year in 2025, he made $99,950. And, of course, now that he's been fired, there'll even be a final payment in 2026. So, and a rather expensive proposition to keep around an officer who, this officer was assigned, by the way, to the 4th District. Where he ran this guy off the road was over in Crowder and I-10. So he was not even in his district. He was outside of his district when he ran this person off the road. So it's going to be interesting.
So have we been able to determine why the delay? I mean, where was this stuck? It's almost like this was in limbo land for a period of time.
Yeah, and one of the things, and I mentioned this last time I talked to you, back in 25, as best I can tell, we had 19 officers who were fired. And that may be an undercount, but I've been able to determine at least 19 officers. And then in 24, we had 9. But in 23, no officers were fired, 0. So this idea of even terminating officers seems to be relatively new.
Because the search warrant was applied for back in April of 2022. So, like I said, everything was rocking along. And on the return of the search warrant, they found 100 weapons inside of this officer's home. Mm-hmm. And it was clear that they were going to have to run this out. To see the origin of the weapons, who were the actual owners of the weapon, whether it was the officer or not. Do you know whether or not they ever resolved that issue?
I cannot get the final PIB report. As I mentioned to you, these are very, very difficult to get. This should become publicly available under public records law since he is no longer an officer with the NOPD. But it is very, very challenging. I just got one of the PIB reports on the other officer that was fired that day. I just received that PIB report about an hour ago. But I have been unable to get Officer Kohler's PIB report, basically answering the question you have. How did he get those other 100 guns? Because it was more than 100 guns found in his home. Did he do something similar? Did he steal them from people? Like he did in this particular case, it's unclear. From his long sheet, one of the pending things in his long sheet was having a weapon that was stolen. Now, it could have been just this one weapon, and maybe the rest were his, but it certainly looks pretty suspect, and it would be very interesting to know, of those 100-plus weapons, how many of them were his.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And you got to know that this story has made its way around the department, that everybody knew what was going on. You don't keep these things under wraps. It's very difficult. It was probably one of the reasons why they brought the FBI in, because they didn't really quite understand the breadth and depth of maybe there was more than one player in this situation, right? Mm-hmm. But after this period of time, the moment they ran a warrant on the guy's house and so forth, people knew. And, yes. It just has an eroding situation of confidence within your own organization when you're working there, when you see these types of things happen. And then, like you said, 4 years later, he's still on the payroll.
Yes. And you're absolutely right. This seems to have moved along in a timely manner and the right steps occurred. And then suddenly it stops for years. and we're paying the tab on that. And of course, one of the questions I've brought up with you in the past is, how many other officers do we have in similar situations? And I'll tell you, this week, another officer is being brought up for pretty severe charges, and it's likely he's going to be terminated this week. So there is some, as I mentioned to you in the past, some apparent house cleaning going on, where some of these very broken officers are being moved out of the department. But something that, you know, the average person might consider, what if you or I had done this as a civilian? We wouldn't be fired from our job. We'd actually be in jail. And how did this guy get shot when he was, you know, sort of pulled over and run off the road? Who knew where he was to allow him to get shot? I mean, there are some really serious questions in this particular instance. And it would be fascinating to see what the PIB report reveals on this.
And this is a different officer than the officer that had his body cam on while snorting drugs in his unit, right?
Yes.
This is someone different. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to...
Absolutely. But
just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I think somebody, you know, you got to address these. I used to do it myself all the time. You got to put it out there, and you got to call it for what it is. You got to cut your losses and move on. I mean, never let these things fester. And I know that the current sheriff, Joe Lupinto's got the same attitude. You can't. It's just not good for the organization, not in from any perspective. But as always, we thank you so much for staying on top of all of this. Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. Have a great week.
Thanks, Noel. You have a good one.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.